The next patient is Benito Silva. The last name is Silva. It's I-L like in Lima, V like in Victor, I like in Alpha, A like in Alpha. Silva, S-I-L-V-A. Benito, B like in Boy, E like in Echo, N like in November, I like in India, T like in Tango, O like in Oscar. This is the clinical case of a 68-year-old Hispanic male that is referred by the Miss Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-L-A-Z, like in Zulu, APRN, for evaluation of the CKD stage 3. Period. In talking to the patient, he has been evaluated by nephrologists in the past when he lived in South Florida. He has been living 6 years in this county, and he hasn't had any nephrology evaluation. Period. The reason for the nephrology referral is unknown to him. He has a history of arterial hypertension, history of hyperlipidemia. However, he doesn't have eye compromise, cardiovascular compromise, peripheral vascular disease compromise, and overall different from the urinary problems related to prostatism. He doesn't have any complaints, period. To a physical examination, there is in the rectal exam significant enlargement of the prostate with a normal consistency. There is no suprapubic fullness. However, he has problems starting the urination, and he has a lot of dribbling. And when he gets done, he is not satisfied. Period. Unfortunately, I don't have a urinalysis. I don't have protein creatinine ratio, microalbumin creatinine ratio. And for that reason, I cannot make an opinion regarding the CKD stage 3B. We know that in August the 9th, 2023, the patient had a serum creatinine of 2.33, a BUN of 19, and estimated GFR of 30. The serum electrolytes are with the normal limit. The calcium is 9.5. The total protein has not been reported. In March of 2023, the serum creatinine was 1.82. So there is a deterioration of the kidney function. The albumin was 4.3 at that time. The total protein, 7.0. There are two considerations, parenchymatous renal disease versus obstructive uropathy. and we are going to do the workup. A history of arterial hypertension. The patient is controlled with the administration of carvedilol, Farxiga. He has been taking Farxiga for 8 months. Lisinopril 5. Period. The blood pressure today, 126 over 80. Following over hyperlipidemia, we don't have the results. Following over, the patient has benign prostatic hypertrophy. There is an enlarged prostate, as mentioned before, and the possibility of obstructive uropathy has to be ruled out. Following over, gastroesophageal reflux disease without any symptoms. Following number, male erectile dysfunction. Following number, Barrett's esophagus treated with pantoprazole. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks. He needs attention right away. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. We keep you posted of the problem of the progress. We'll keep you posted of the progress. I invested 15 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.